Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chav Tes. We are holding on daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. We are at Rava Omar, three lines from the bottom of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It is also sponsored by Marty and Debbie Wasserman in memory of the yard site of Debbie's mother, Bernadine Zimbalist, which is today, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah. And it is also sponsored by Shana and Moshe Raps with immense gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon the birth of their daughter, Batya Ateret. They should be Zocha, the Gadla, the Torah, the Ben Torah, the Chuppah, the Maisim Tovim. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding right in the middle of the sugya of mitzvos tzrichos kavana. So we're going to continue that sugya. And then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about how certain cases where getting people to look upward causes them to be nosin lev lavim shebe shemayim, to daven takorosh baruch hu, to be mishabid lev lavim shebe shemayim, to daven takorosh baruch hu. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hands, and that's why the nechash nechoshes was meant to motivate further tefillah. Then the Gemara is going to give a list of people who are chayiv in shofar, and included on the list is going to be kohanim. And the Gemara is going to say, of course kohanim are chayiv in shofar. Why would kohanim not be chayiv in shofar? Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas whether a chatzi yeved and a chatzi ben chorin could be motzi himself in shofar, because after all, part of him is an eved, so can he be motzi his ben chorin side in shofar? And then the very last sugya in the parak is about yotza motzi. If someone is ready yotze mitzvah, can he still be motzi other people in the mitzvah? And then, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the fourth and final parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and the parak is going to talk about the places where there were tokeah b'Shabbos and places where they do not blow shofar on Shabbos. Depending on the location, some places they do blow shofar on Shabbos, some places we do not. The Gemara is going to have two different explanations of why it is that there are certain places that we don't blow shofar, that in most places we don't blow shofar on Shabbos, meaning outside of the Mikdash, we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. And the Gemara is going to talk about what about tekiah on Shabbos in a place that has a Beis Din. That's going to be the last sugya. We'll see if we get to that today. So let's begin again. Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis at Rava Amar, three lines from the end of the page on Chav Ches Amud Beis. Says Gemara, Rava Amar, Latzeis lo boi kavana, lavar boi kavana. In order to be yotzei a mitzvah, one does not need to have kavana for the mitzvah, meaning mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana. But if a person is going to violate Bal Tosif, so then one has to have kavana to be doing the mitzvah in order for that performance of the mitzvah to be a violation of Bal Tosif. Frek the Gemara of Matan Dam Rabbi Yeshua de Lavar velo bay kavana. The case of Matan Dam, where Rabbi Yeshua does not require kavana to violate Bal Tosif. He says you violate Bal Tosif when you do Matan Dalid with the mixture of Dam that is with a mixture of dam that requires matan aleph with a mixture with dam that requires matan dalet. And if you look at Rashi over here, for matan dam shein miskaving b'shar matnos of l'shem b'char v'kamer Rabbi Yeshua rei over al bal tosif, your extra matanos of dam, you are intending to do the mitzvah, but only with the portion of dam that requires matan dalet. The portion of dam that requires only matan aleph, you have no intention of doing the mitzvah with that, and nevertheless, it's still going to be a violation of bal tosif. Ella Amar Rava, so Rava changes his presentation. Instead, he says, Latzeis lo bai kavana. To be yotzei mitzvah, you also don't need kavana. Lavar, it depends. Meaning, Latzeis, that he keeps the same. That in order to fulfill a mitzvah, mitzvah sein tzrichos kavana. Lavar, in order to violate Bal Tosif, that depends. Bizmano lo bai kavana. If it's still the zman of the mitzvah, then you also don't need kavana to violate Bal Tosif. Shelo bizmano bai kavana. But if it's no longer the zman of the mitzvah, then you're going to require kavana in order to violate Bal Tosif. So Amalei Rabbi Zeira l'shameh, Rabbi Zeira told his shamish at some point, he said, Ichavin v'takali. I want you to have kavana to be tokea for me. When you tokea the shofar for me, you should do so with kavana. Alma kasavar mashmia bai kavana. It seems that he holds that the mashmia, Shmia, the one who's blowing the shofar for others, needs to have kavana. Meisve, but we ask, the Gemara asks, the Gemara challenges this, Hayo'ov over achorei beis haknesses. If a person is walking behind the shul, or someone's house is right near a shul. V'shama kol shofar kol megillah, and he hears the sound of a shofar, the sound of the megillah coming from the shul, and he's sitting in his house. Im kivin libo yotza v'imlav lo yotza. If he has kavana to be yotze, he's yotze. If he does not have kavana to be yotze, he's not yotze. V'chi kivin libo mayhavi heichlo kavachavin adai tadidei. Says Gemara, but wait a second. If you hold that you need kavanas hamashmiya, that the guy blowing the shofar has to have kavana, why does it help if I'm having kavana to be yotze? That's only half the story. You also need the kavana of the guy trying to be motzi me. And where's his kavana? So says Gemara, hacha b'shliach tzibur askinan. Didaita kulei alma. What do you mean? You're right near a shul. So if you're right near a shul, the guy that's blowing the shofar, the guy that's reading the Megillah, is having in mind everybody. He's a shliach tzibur. Of course the shliach tzibur is having everybody in mind. So he is having you in mind. Not specifically. No one holds that he has to think. He has to have a list of every individual in the shul and think that I want to be yotzei this fellow and that fellow and that. No, of course. Whoever listens, I want to be motzi. Whoever is listening. Tashima says, I'll bring another raya. Niskavin shomea v'lo niskavin mashmiya. If the shomea has kavana, but the mashmiya, the one who's producing the sound, does not have kavana, niskavin mashmiya v'lo niskavin shomea, or vice versa, the one producing the sound has the kavana, but the one listening does not have kavana, lo yotza achi niskavin shomea u mashmiya. You're not yotze unless they both have kavana. Ooh, but katani mashmiya dumya de shomea. It seems that we're putting the shomea and the mashmiya in the same boat as far as kavana is concerned. So therefore, it would follow that mashomea shomea la atzmo, af mashmiya is mashmiya la atzmo. That just like the shomea is shomea for himself, the mashmiya is also mashmiya for himself. Meaning that just like the brisa means that the shomea has to have kavana to be yotze his own personal chiyuv, so the brisa is telling me that the mashmiya has to have kavana to be yotze his own personal chiyuv. V'katani lo yotza, and you see that only in such a case where the mashmiya doesn't have kavana to be motzi himself, he's not yotze. Which implies that if he had kavana to be motzi himself, even though he's having kavana to be motzi nobody else, the Shomea would still be Yotzei. So don't you see from here that yes, the Shomea has to have Kavanah to be Yotzei the mitzvah. The Mashmiya also has to have Kavanah to be Yotzei the mitzvah himself, but he doesn't have to have Kavanah to be Motzi other people in the mitzvah. You see, it still works, even if he doesn't have Kavanah to be Motzi other people in the mitzvah. So answers the Gemara Tanaihi. The din, that question of whether the Mashmiya has to have Kavanah to be Motzi the Shomea, is really a machlokas tanoim. Titania, the Brisa tells us, a shomea la'atzmo. Someone who hears tkiyah shofar has to have kavana to fulfill the mitzvah himself by listening to the shofar. Umashmiya, mashmiya lefi darko. And the one who's blowing the shofar, the tokea, if he's mashmiya lefi darko, to be motzi himself in the mitzvah, even though he's not intending to be motzi anyone else, that's perfectly fine. But Amar Rabbi Yossi disagrees. And he says, Bamed, varma murim, when do I say that the Mashmiya doesn't have to have a kavana mufureshes to be motzi the shomea? That's b'shliach tzibur. That's talking about a shliach tzibur where we assume that he's having kavana to be motzi whoever happens to be listening. Avol biyachid, but a guy who's just blowing for himself and he doesn't even know that someone else is trying to be yotze the mitzvah with him, lo yotza ad sheyiskavin shomea u'mashmiya. He most certainly needs to have in mind that he's being motzi somebody else. Not good enough that he has in mind that he's being motzi himself. Certainly he has to have in mind that he's being motzi somebody else as well. This was the sugya of mitzvos tzrichos kavana. How do we pass in the sugya of mitzvos tzrichos kavana? Mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana. So the balam or and the ritzkei is paskin the mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana because Rabbi Yossi is a yachid and Rabbi Yossi is the one that holds mitzvos tzrichos kavana, and the halacha is like the chum that disagree with Rabbi Yossi, and the chum hold mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana. So therefore mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana. The Ramban in the Melchamos disagrees, and he's machria that the halacha is a mitzvah so really tzrichos kavana, and he has four different reasons why he holds mitzvah tzrichos kavana. First of all, Rabbi Zeira is a later amora, and in general you always follow the later amora, so you have to be machria because hilchsa kibasrai, we always follow the later of the later generation because we assume the theory of midgets standing on the shoulders of giants, that they're able to accomplish, to achieve more and to understand more because they have all the information from the previous generation. Second of all, says the Ramban, it's always better to be machmir when you're not sure. So since it's such a matter of debate, we should be machmir. Third says the Ramban, when Rabba says zosel meres hatokei l'shir yatsa, it doesn't mean that Rabba holds that way. It could be that he's only saying that within the shita that held that kafu v'achol matzah is yatsa. That hu adin, if you hold kafu v'achol matzah, that if someone forces you to eat matzah, you yotze hu adin tokei l'shir you yotze. But that doesn't mean he himself holds that way. So we don't even know that Rabba holds mitzvah sein srichas kavana. So the shita, the main shita of mitzvah sein srichas kavana, maybe doesn't really hold mitzvah sein srichas kavana. And finally, says the pashas of the mishnayos and the brisos that we have on chav ches and beis seem to say the mitzvah srichas kavana, the terutzim the gemara gave are all shinuya dechiki, meaning we kept on challenging. You mean to tell me mitzvah sein srichas kavana? What about all the brisos, all the mishnayos? And the gemara came up with answers as to why they're not necessarily rais. But that's one of the kolam of psak, when the pashtus of the mishnayos indicate one way, even though we have a way to twist and to get out of it, but the pashtus indicates that way, so that's an indicator in psak. The Ravid says we pass like Rabbi Zeru also because of the Maisa Rav, that since he said so to his shamish, right, the first words on this daf are ichavin v'takali. He gave the instructions to the fellow, I want you to have kavana to be motzi me. So that's a Maisa Rav, that's another indicator in psak, that when you have two even sides of a machlokes, but you have a Maisa Rav where someone actually practiced it, it wasn't just something that was said in theory in a Beis Medrash, that's also an indicator that we're going to pask in that way. So that's why so many Rishonim hold mitzvos tzrichos kavana. And the Torah writes that Rav Shri Rishadim Rim Sifta Dilsa Karava, that mitzvos don't require kavana. Says the tour, even if you'll miss the Saint Shrix Kavana, better to have Kavana. It's always better to have Kavana. So a person should strive to have Kavana regardless. So Rav Shira doesn't mean that Rabbi Zera requires only Lechatchila. He knows Rabbi Zera requires even B'dieved. Rav Shira is telling me that even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Zera, we should be Choshesh for Shitas Rabbi Zera. And in fact, that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Samach, where the Shulchan Aruch seems to pass in the Kriya Shema that mitzvah srichas kavana, but Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass that by every mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah adds that lechatchila you should try to be careful to have kavana prior to doing every mitzvah that you want to be yotzei the chiyuv. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Samach Siv Dalid in Hilchos Kriya Shema says yesh omrim shein mitzvah srichas kavana v'yesh omrim shet srichas kavana latzeis pasiyas osa mitzvah v'chein halacha. So he takes a very clear stance that yes, you do need to have kavana when you're mekayim a mitzvah of Kriya Shema. In Siman Tavkuf Peites, in Hilchos Shofar, Shulchan Aruch writes, V'chein atokel l'shorer, v'lo neskavin l'tkiyas mitzvah, lo yatsa. Neskavin shomei alatzis d'echov, v'lo neskavin atokel l'otzio, v'lo neskavin atokel l'otzio, v'lo neskavin shomei alatzis, lo yatsa, y'dechov aso. Atshe neskavin shomei amashviya. Again, very clear in Hilchos Shofar, that one must have kavani. You need kavana sa shomea, kavana sa mashmiya. That's what we typically announce before tkiyas shofar. Everyone should have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah of shofar. Seems like a silly announcement. What do you think I'm doing here? Right? Obviously, I'm having in mind. But the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to dafka have in mind, so we want to make sure that everyone has their mind oriented in the right place. Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchos Megillah that if you don't have kavanah to be yotze yuchiyuv, you're not yotze. So it seems like the Shulchan Aruch paskins mitzvos tzrichos kavanah, because the Rif, the Rambam, the Rash, all paskin mitzvos tzrichos kavanah, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins mitzvos tzrichos kavanah. We pointed out yesterday, it's a little bit of a kasha, because in Hilchos Sfiras Omer, he seems to assume mitzvos ein tzrichos kavanah, because he says that when someone asks you what night of Sfira is it tonight and you haven't yet counted, you shouldn't say what night it is. You should say last night was such and such. Why not say what night it is? You're not having kavanah to be able to say the mitzvah anyway. So there are a number of answers to that question. One possible answer is that maybe mitzvahs drabanan are ein tzrichos kavanah. Problem is that he says by Megillah that mitzvahs are tzrichos kavanah. So maybe you could argue maybe that only means Megillah b'yom, which is a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah, as opposed to Megillah b'layla, which is only a mitzvah midrabanan. Someone has to figure that out. But okay, new Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah, Vayakasher Yarim Moshe Yado V'Gavar Yisrael. That when Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hands, then Klal Yisrael was overpowered their enemies. V'Chi Yadav Shel Moshe Hosos Melchama Shavros Melchama. Does that make any sense that Moshe Rabbeinu lifts up his hands and all of a sudden the army becomes a more powerful army? That's going to make or break the war. El Lomer Lecha Kozman Shel Yisrael Mestakim Kapi Ma'ilu M'Shab Neslim Lavim Shem Shmayim Hayim Eskarb. No, it wasn't magic. When Moshe Rabbeinu lifts up his hands, that would inspire Klal Klal Yisrael to daven harder. That would inspire Klal Yisrael to turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to be Meshamid Libam, Laviyam Shev HaShemayim, and that's what would cause them to be victorious in war. We believe that in everything in life, but particularly when it comes to Jewish wars, that the outcome of the war is not dependent on strategy, it's not dependent on military might and force and power, it's dependent completely on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Time and time again, we see that miracles happen when the Jewish people fight wars. If we're Meshamid Libam, Laviyam Shev HaShemayim, that ultimately was what's going to cause the victory in war. Vim lav, how you know, Flim? And if they were not Meshabed Libam Lavim Shemeshmaim, then they would fall. They would not win. Kayotze B'davar HaTomer. Similarly, you have something else in the Torah. Aseilu Chasarav, Isimo So Al Neis. They should take the serpent, a copper serpent, and put it on a stick. Vayakol Anoshuk V'raos Avachai. And anyone who was bitten should look at it, and that would cause him to have a refuah. Right? Ale Yomazah. That's the symbol of a refuah. Right? On the license, the doctor's license. Now it just says, does it have it? I think it still has it. Right, with the snake around the stick. So, b'chinachash memes, v'nachash mechaya, is as a nachash has the ability, a copper snake, a copper serpent has the ability to be memes or mechaya? That's ridiculous. No, ele b'zman she'yishol mistaklun klapei mailu, m'shab n'slim l'aviyam sh'vashamayim, hayim esrapin, v'im lav, hayim nimokim. We're not superstitious. We believe in God. We believe in tefillah. So you, as long as we're looking upward, and therefore we're looking toward the Ribbono Shel Olam, so that's going to cause us to have a refuah, and we don't have a refuah, so we don't look toward the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then the Mishnah mentions cherishot v'katan imotzin esrap midei chavasan, that if you're looking for a bal tokeah, cherishot v'katan would be a very poor choice. They cannot be motzi other people in shofar. Zaklal kol shein mechuy v'davar ein motzi esrap midei chavasan. Anyone who themselves is not obligated in the mitzvah cannot be motzi other people in the mitzvah either. The Meiri is a little bit bothered by the first half of it, meaning that last part of the Mishnah. I get it fits right into everything we've been talking about. We're talking about shofar, we're talking about being yotzi in the mitzvah of shofar, how to be motzi other people in shofar. So good, you need to tell me, cher shayt v'katan are not motzi ram yidei chavasan. But the first part of the Mishnah, what does that have to do with anything that we're talking about? Moshe Rabbeinu lifting up his hands and the copper serpent, what does that have to do with anything? So the Meiri writes, mitok shayu medaber binyan kavanas halev, hevi inyan zelo dia shakol advarim b'kavanas halev him tulyin. Since we were talking about him kiven libo yotza, we're talking about mitzvah shichs kavana, mitzvah shayt shichs kavana. So the Mishnah wants to dafka highlight everything depends on your kavanas halev. We're a religion that's fundamentally, there are a lot of actions in our religion. There are a lot of things that we have to do. But fundamentally, it's a religion of belief and a religion of mindfulness and a religion of connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Those actions bring us to greater mindfulness and greater. So we have all these ma'aseh mitzvos that we must do. But it's not only about the ma'aseh mitzvos. You have some people that think that the whole religion is only the ma'aseh mitzvos. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in anything. But they do the ma'aseh mitzvos. That's not our religion. It's all Tali and Kavanas Halev. That's what the Bartanura writes as well. Some of the Acharon raised the question that works very well if you assume like Rabbi Zeira, that mitzvah shichs kavana. And when the Mishnah had said, im kiven libo yatza, it means to be yotze the mitzvah. So then there's a shaychus to this Mishnah that you need Kavanas Halev. But according to Rava, the mitzvah sein shichs kavana, and the kavana in the previous Mishnah was just kavana l'shmoa, so then what does it have to do with us? What does it have to do with Kavanas Halev? So that's the Acharon are bothered. According to Rava, it doesn't seem that the juxtaposition of this Mishnah with the previous Mishnahs seems to fly in the face of this of Rava's Shita. So Chassam Sofer is Miyashev by asking another Kasha. He says, why is it that the Mishnah doesn't begin with the words Kayotze Bazeh, Vaya Kasher Yar Moshe, like it does in all of Shas? So Chassam Sofer also asks that Bizman Melchama Samalek, Chal Yisrael was Osik B'Melchama, the Kavanah was Avim Shabbat Shemaim, not for Melchama at all. So it's not at all like shofar. We have to be mechavein to the shmias haShofar. So it says the Chassam Sofer that Yotzei leMelchama, someone who goes out to war, he has to have all of his kavanos to geared toward fighting against the enemy, and he shouldn't be shooting the arrows like a blind person just shooting into space to nowhere. And someone who's mechavein libel leShemayim with his tefilos and his tachnunim, how's he going to focus on the war? How's he going to focus on what he's actually supposed to be? A soldier has a job, right? If the soldier is stopping to daven as they're shooting at him, that's not a great idea. So by Melchamas HaMalek, it was the opposite. They were Mechavin Libam L'Shamayim, and they were shooting the arrows without Kavana. They were winning. When they weren't focused on what they were doing, they were focused on Hashem, they were winning. And when they were Mechavin on what they were shooting and not L'Shamayim, they were losing. So the Dimyon to Melchamas HaMalek is to the Kavana that's mentioned previously previously that's mentioned in the previous Mishnayos is that over there it's the opposite. That previously we said you have to be mechavin for the shmia la'afuke when you're shomea kol bi'alma. They have to be mechavin to be shomea. By Milchemes Amalek, when they were not mechavin for the maisim that they were doing, that's when they were winning the war. When they were dafka, when they were not mechavin. So that's why it doesn't say keyotzi bo, because it's actually the reverse. We're saying, oh, and you should know, by Milchemes Amalek it was the opposite, that you weren't supposed to be mechavin for the action that you were doing. You're supposed to be mechavin instead, only la'aviyam shabbat shemayim, and that's what caused the victory in Milchemes Amalek, which is makes Milchemes Amalek somewhat of an anomaly. We always believe that Hashem is going to fight to help us win our wars and is going to cause the victory or Rahman al-San, the loss in Milchama, but normally when we fight a Milchama, we need to be focused on the Milchama. So Milchemes Amalek in that sense was an anomaly, says Chassam Sofer. We weren't supposed to be focused on the Milchama at all. We could be shooting in random directions and the arrows will find their targets. We're supposed to be only thinking about Aviyam Shabbat Shemayim. It's quite a chiddush that's what the Mishnah means. But that's what the Chassam Sofer says. Marsha raises the question, why did Moshe, the halacha is, the Gemara says in Brachas Dav Yud, Al Yamar Adam B'Makom Gavav Yispal, only B'Makom Namuk Yispal, Mimamakim Kresich, that you're supposed to call out to Hashem, Mimamakim Kresich Hashem, from Mamakim, from the depths. That's the architecture of many shuls, is they make it that it points like all downward toward the Amud. The Amud is in the lowest spot in the shul, because it's supposed to be Mimamakim, it's supposed to be from the depths. Moshe Rabbeinu is on the top of a mountain, davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is he doing that? That seems to be against the way you're supposed to normally do it. So the Marsha suggests that since Moshe Rabbeinu wanted everyone to see his hands, to be mechavin libam laviyam shavah shemayim, so like our Mishnah says, so that overrides the normal din of mimamakim. When you're davening for yourself, or you're davening in a way that's not trying to inspire other people to tefillah, so then ein achinami it's mimamakim. But if you're trying to inspire other people to tefillah, so then it's important that the other people are able to see you in the davening. Okay, let's see the Gemara now. Tan Rabbanan, Hakol Chayim B'Tkiya Shover Kohanim Levim Yisrael Gerim V'Avadim Shukharim V'Tumtum Androgynous Mishchat Yehov V'Chasim Ben Chorin. Everyone else will Shover Kohen Levi Yisrael, converts, servants, freed slaves rather, someone who's a Tumtum, someone who's an androgynous, and someone who's half Evan, half Ben Chorin. Tumtum Eni Motzi Los Mina V'La Shein Amino. A Tumtum cannot be Motzi anybody, not someone who's the same min as him, nor someone who's not the same min as him. Some of the Achronim raise the question that, let's just see. Androgynous motzi es mino avaloa she'enu mino. An androgynous can be motzi another androgynous, but he cannot be motzi someone who's not an androgynous. What's the difference between tumtum and androgynous? Why is it that a tumtum cannot be motzi a tumtum, but an androgynous can be motzi an androgynous? Because androgynous, we know what he is. He's an androgynous. And every androgynous is the same halachic gender. We just have a suffix in halacha, what that is, whether halachically he counts as a man or halachically he counts as a woman. But whatever he is, every other androgynous is the same. So an androgynous could be motzi esmino, because if he's a man, the other guy's a man too, and if he's a woman, and if she's a woman, the other person's a woman also. By a tumtum, each tumtum is a suffix. So each tumtum might be a man, might be a woman. By tumtum, there's no simanim of zachus or nakfus that are evident, but the Gemara assumes that if you're korea, that if you were to do some sort of surgery, you might find something internally that would then determine, that would then show you what the person is. We don't assume, it seems that in halacha, we don't assume that chromosomes determine what the gender of the person. They'd have to actually physically find something, because the assumption seems to be in many poskim that anything that they never could have known hundreds of years ago cannot be the halachic definition of a man or a woman. So sometimes you have nebuch, you have shailas like this, where someone is chromosomally XY and doesn't present as a man or as a boy. So but anyway, so that's the difference between tumtum and androgynous. So as far as the bracha is concerned, Shulchan Aruch holds a woman cannot be mevarich hamitzvah shasman grama, would say that a tumtum also should not be mevarich, meaning they could be motzi themselves, and androgynous also should not be mevarich. But according to the Ramah, that a woman can be mevarich hamitzvah shasman grama. Good, so the tumtum and androgynous could also say a bracha. The Achronim raised the question, though, why is it that a tumtum cannot be motzi someone else? After all, I understand that it could be that the person blowing the shofar is a woman and the person hearing is a man. But isn't it a sfek sveka? Meaning, after all, the tokeya might be a man, and even if the tokeya is in a keva, maybe the shomea is in a keva also. So therefore, it's a sfek sveka, and we should say sfek sveka, that he's able to be motzi another tumtum. So the Rabbi Kiva Kiveger suggests that we don't say Svek Sveka b'shnei gufim. That when you have two different bodies, you're not going to say a Svek Sveka. That's what Prichadish says as well. Primogadim asking that sof there is rov tzadim that he's yotzei d'chiyuv. So who cares that it's b'shnei gufim? Why does it matter that it's on two different bodies? But nevertheless, it still seems to be that you have rov tzadim, and that's all you really need for a Svek Sveka that works midin rov tzadim. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Mish chetzio avet chetzio ben chor neini motzi los mino v'lashenu mino. Someone who's a chatzi av chatzi ben chorin cannot be motzi another chatzi av chatzi ben chorin, nor can he be motzi a regular person. Amar, so let's go back. Hakol chayev mitzkiyah shofar kohen levim yisraelim. We said that everybody's chayev mitzkiyah shofar in the brisa, including kohen levim yisraelim. So pshita, of course, yahani lo mechayvi man mechayvi. If kohen levim yisraelim are not going to be chayev, who on earth would ever be chayev? So it says Mar, the chiddush is not about levim yisraelim. Kohanim itzrichale. The chiddush is about kohanim because salkadai techamina. One might have thought that whole ksiv yom trua yelachem. That since the pasuk says yom trua. Yelachem mande leise ela b'tkiyah d'chad yomu hu d'mechayev ani kohanim hol v'ishon b'tkiyahs to kol hashana, that only someone who's only chayev and tkiyah one day a year is going to be chayev, but these kohanim that are chayev and tkiyahs throughout the entire year, d'chziv utkatam chatzotzos ala olo seichem, pasuk says that there's a chiv to blow chatzotzos every day with their karbanos emel ola chayevum. I would think that the kohanim are not chayev and tkiyah shofar in Rosh Hashanah because you can't say yom trua that this is their day of shofar. No, they have lots of days of shofar, so you can't say that that it's a yom trua for them. So kamash malan, that's why the Mishnah has to tell me that kohanim are also chayvin tkiyah shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Asking her, mi dami, how would you ever have such a hava mina that this isn't their yom trua? It's not their only day of shofar. They blow shofars every day. No, hasam chatzotros vacha shofar. When they blow by the karbanos, it's chatzotros. It's not shofar. So this would still be a yom trua in the sense that it's a yom trua of shofar and the only yom trua of shofar for them. Ella, so says Mar, no, the Chiddush b'Kohanim is Itzrich. I need, the reason the Brice has to tell me the Kohanim Rechayv and Tekiyah Shofar is because of a different Hava Amina that one might have had. Salka Daitach Amina. One might have thought that a whole Tznan Shavah Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, since the Mishnah says in Daf Chavav that Yovel and Rosh Hashanah have the same Halachos L'Tekiyah Ulebrachos, that just like Tekiyah and Rosh Hashanah is with the Shofar of a Ya'il Pashut, so too Tekiyah and Yom HaKippurim of Yovel is also with the Shofar of a Ya'il Pashut, and by Brachos, just like Rosh Hashanah, we say nine brachos and malchios acharon shofros. So to on Yom Kippur of Yovel, we also say nine brachos. So I would think, man di isei b'mitzvah se Yovel, someone who's included in all of the mitzvahs of Yovel, meaning Yisraelim, isei b'mitzvah Rosh Hashanah is included in the mitzvah of shofar Rosh Hashanah. But v'adi kohanim ol v'lesnu b'mitzvah di Yovel, but kohanim who are not included in every mitzvah of Yovel, because there are certain mitzvahs of Yovel that are not knowing by kohanim. Where do we find such a thing? Ditznan, because the Mishnah tells us kohanim levin mokh. So, Ema b'mitzvah Rosh Hashanah lo l'chayvu. I would think they're not included in the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah either. Kamash milan. Therefore, it tells me that they are chayv in the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. What? What are they not included in Yovel? What's this din? What's this din we're talking about? That kohanim levin morchul liolam v'goel in liolam. So the Mishnah tells us Masech Sarach and Daflam and Gimel by the din of batei orichoma that the halacha is that someone who sells a house in a city that's surrounded by a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun is able to be goel that house from the lokeach. Up until 1 year from the time of sale. You can buy it back for the purchase price up until 1 year from the time of sale, and if you didn't do it for that 1 year, then you cannot be goel from then on. And the bias belongs to the guy who bought it, Litzmisus, forever. He's the owner of the house. Someone who sells a steachuza is not able to be goel the house until 2 years from the time of the sale, and someone who's Makdish Teachuza is able to be Goel the field from Hegdish, and if he's not Goel the field from Hegdish and the Gizbar sold it to somebody else, then the original Bailim is not able anymore to be Goel that field, and the Sada goes out at Yovel from the Lokeach and it's given to Kohanim. So that's where we say Kohanim Levi'in are Mochrin Liolam, V'Goelin Liolam. By Bati Arichoma, they're able to be Goel even after a year. They have different rules. By Steachuza, they're able to be Goel even within the first 2 years of the Mechira. Again, different rules. By Makdash Te'achuzah, they can be Goel even after the Gizbar sold the field to somebody else. Again, different rules. So you see the din of Yovel by Makdash Te'achuzah, which is one of the dinim of Yovel, is that that the Sada doesn't go to Kohanim at Yovel. They're able to be Goel, the fields, Liolam. So that din of Yovel, that particular din of Yovel, doesn't apply to them. And that's what the Gemara is suggesting, that would be a Hava Amina, that they're not included in Tkiyah of Rosh Hashanah either, so Kamash Bulan that they are included in the mitzvah of Tkiyah of Rosh Hashanah. Says Gemara, Mishchatz Yav V'chatzim Menchorin Eni Motzi Los Minah V'lo Sheinu Minah. Someone who's Chatz Yav V'chatzim Menchorin, we said, cannot be Motzi his min, nor someone who's not his min. So Amar Rav Huna La'atzmo Motzi, but he can be Motzi himself. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Ma'ishna La'achirim D'lo Asi Tzal Avdus, Ma'apik Tzal Cherus. Why is it that he cannot be Motzi other people? Because his Tzal Avdus cannot be Motzi other people's Tzal Cherus. So the Asmanami lo Asi Tzal Avdus D'day, Ma'apik Tzal Cherus D'day. So why don't we say he can't be Motzi himself either? Because partially it's his Tzal Avdus that's blowing the shofar, trying to be Motzi his own Tzal Cherus. So says Mara Ella, Amar Rav Nachman Af Li Atzmo Eino Motzi. And in Chinami, we have to change it. Rav Nachman disagrees with Rav Huna, and he says that Af Li Atzmo Ain no motzi. So here we have a machlokas. Rav Nachman disagrees with Rav Huna. Holds chatziyav chatziyav mechorin cannot even be motzi himself because his tzad avdus cannot be motzi his tzad cherus. So what's the svar of Rav Huna that he's able to be motzi himself? So in the Sefer Yom Tshuva he says Rav Huna holds that it can't be that there's a mitzvah that you could be only yotze by listening to someone else and you yourself are unable to do the mitzvah. Anything that iul lo motzi avid, no one is able to do for you either. So Rav Huna holds it's just not mistaver. It can't be that I have a mitzvah but I can't do it. I need to rely on somebody else to do it. If I have a mitzvah, it has to be that I'm able to do it. That's what the Sefer Yom Tshuva suggests. What about Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman holds Chatz Yav Chatz Yemen Chorin is not able to fulfill the mitzvah unless he listens to someone else. So the Yom Tshuva says, I call Milsa Di'i Lo Matziyavid, you can't make a shliach to do it. So says the Yom Tshuva that when it comes to Tzkiyah Shofar, it's not a din of shlichus, and therefore it works. Meaning, you're not going to put this in the general category of the rule of call Milsa Di'i Lo Matziyavid, shliach Lo Matzimashvi, whatever you can't do, you can't make a shliach for you. By Tzkiyah Shofar, it's not shlichus, it's Shomea Kohona. Shomea Kohona is a different din than shlichus. Like, for example, by shlichus, I don't have to be present when the shliach does it. If I want to be mekadesh an isha, I send the shliach to be mekadesh the isha. I don't have to be at the wedding. The shliach can do the whole thing. That's the whole concept of shlichus. But when you're doing something that's shomer kaona, then you do need to be there, right? If a person wants to be yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush from somebody, so they have to actually hear kiddush. They can't say, oh, you're my shliach. You're doing kiddush for me. It doesn't work in terms of shlichus. That's the question when it comes to let's leave it aside. So says Gemara Tani Namiachi. We have a brayso that says just like this. Mishchatz Yav V'chatzim Ben Chorin Afla Atzmo Ein Motzi. Someone who's Chatz Yav V'chatzim Ben Chorin cannot even be Motzi himself. So Tani Avu Brayd Rabbi Zeru Kol Brachos Kulan Afla Bishiyatz Motzi. All brachos, even though you've already been Yotzei the mitzvah, you can be Motzi other people. Chutz Mi Birchas Alechem or Birchas Yayin. Except for the halacha by Birchas Alechem and Birchas Yayin. When you make the bracha of a Motzi and the bracha of Borei Pri Agafen and all other Birchos Hananin Sheim. If you yourself have not yet been yotze, you're mechuyav b'davar, so you want to eat right now, you want to eat lechem now, then motzi. So then when you say you say the bracha, you could be motzi all other people in the bracha as well. So if I'm eating an apple and everyone else has an apple in their hands, so I could say the bar priyats on my apple and be motzi everybody else. But v'im yotze, but if you're not mechuyav right now in the bracha, I'm not eating an apple, it's just everybody else is eating an apple, then ain't a motzi. Then I cannot be motzi other people in the bracha. So by Rava raises the following shayla. Birchas halech shel matzah. If you have the birchas alechem of matzah, or birchas ayayin shel kiddush ayom mahu. What if you have the bracha of hamotzi on matzah that you eat on the first night of Pesach, and the bracha of bar pri agafen on the wine for kiddush? So what's the din? Are you able to be motzi the other people in their chiyuv, even though you already were yotze kiddush, you were already yotze achilas matzah? Or do we say no? Only if you have not yet fulfilled your chiyuv, only then can you be motzi, because the bracha itself is a birchas hananin, but it happens to be a chiyuv. It's not only a birchas hananin. Kiven dechavu hu mapik, since it's a chiyuv, these brachas are a chiyuv as part of the kiddush, as part of the achilas matzah, so maybe you can be motzi, adilma bracha lav chavahi. Or maybe you say, no, the bracha is not the mitzvah is kiddush, the mitzvah is achilas matzah. The brachas are just regular birchas hananin, so I can't be motzi other people in a birchas hananin if I'm not saying it for myself. So Tashma says, Mar will bring a raya. Tam rav ashiki, avinu berav papi, when we were by Rav Papi, have a Makadishlan, he would be motzias in Kiddush on Friday night. V'chevaasi, I Risi Midabra, and when his workers would come from the field afterwards, have a Mekadesh Luhu, he would say Kiddush again for them, and he would say new Bar Pri HaGafen. So you see that even though he was already Yotze the Chiv of Kiddush, he's able to say a Bracha and to be Motzi other people with the Bracha of Bar Pri HaGafen within the Kiddush. So you're allowed to say a new Bar Pri HaGafen. Tanu Rabbanan Lo Yifros Adam Prusa La Orchid, a person should not cut some bread for the guests and say HaMotzi to be Motzi them, Eli Im Kain Ochali Mahem, unless he's going to eat with them, because the Birch Salechem you only say if you need the Bracha yourself. You can only be Motzi other people if you're going to eat the bread yourself. Aval Paris Hulubanav Neveso. But a chiddush, if even though you don't need the bracha for yourself, you're allowed to say amotzi lechem aretz for your own children in order to be mechanich them in mitzvos. Uba halal and by kriyas halal and moadim and rashi chadashim uba megillah and megillah on Purim afal pishiyatza motzi. Even though you've already been yotzi yuchiyuv, you can still be motzi other people because kol yisrael raven zelazes. So it's a fascinating idea. Kedei lechanchan b'mitzvos, in order to be mechanich the children in mitzvos. The mitzvah writes that the reason we allow you to make a bracha is because the whole Isra Bracha Levatala is only in Isra Midrabanan. It's a Nasmachta when we quote the Pasuk in Mesachas Brachos Daf Lam Gimel, we quote the Pasuk of Lo Sisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav in the context of a bracha Shein Tzricha, but really it's only so we allow you to violate that Nisid Rabbanan in order to be mechanich your children in mitzvos. But had it been Asr Min HaTorah, we never would allow you to violate Nisid Min HaTorah just for the sake of chinuch. However, the Magen Avraham in Reish Tes Vav quotes that the Shitas HaRambam is that Bracha Levatala is a Din D'Oraisa, and the Aruch Lener writes that the Rambam you have to say within the Rambam that even if it's Nisid Min HaTorah, since the mitzvah of chinuch is Midrabanan, you're allowed to say a bracha to be mechanich your children in mitzvos, because there's a mitzvah Min HaTorah to fulfill Divrei Chazal, Lo Sasser. So just like you're allowed to be Mevarich on the mitzvah Drabanan, you're allowed to be Mevarich on the mitzvah of Chinuch. So therefore it takes away the status of Bracha Levatala. It no longer is considered a Bracha Levatala. Oh boy, let's get moving here. Hadron Lach Ruhu Bezin. So now we go on to the fourth and final card. Yom Tov Shoshana Shchalios B'Shabbos. Yom Roshana falls on the Shabbos B'Mikdash HaYitokin HaVelo B'Medina. They would blow shofar in the Mikdash, but not outside of the Mikdash. Mishchar B'Yis HaMikdash Yitzkun Rabbi Yochum Ben Zakeh HaYitokin B'Chol Mokum Sheyish Bo Bezin. After the Chumran HaBayis Rabbi Yochum Ben Zakeh made a that they would blow shofar wherever there is a Beis Din. Amru Blas Alisker Rabbi Yochum Zakeh will be Yavna Blavad. Not everywhere there's a Beis Din, only in Yavna. Amru Lo Echad Yavna Echad Kol Malkum Sheish Bo Beis Din. So they said back to him, no, anywhere that there's a Beis Din. Vol Zosar Si Yerushalayim Yisera Al Yavna Shekol Yerushir Roa V'Shomas U'Krova V'Chol Lovo Token. Yavna Lo Yitoken Al Beis Din Blavad. Yerushalayim is distinct from Yavna though, in that not only did they blow shofar on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, but anywhere that was able to see Yerushalayim, anywhere that was near Yerushalayim, anywhere that was able to travel to Yerushalayim, they'd blow shofar, but by Yavna, only in Yavna proper. So, Minan Emili, where do I get this idea that they don't blow shofar on Shabbos outside of Yerushalayim? So, Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Lachma, Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Kasvech, Ramar Shabbason Zichron Trua, Kasvech, Ramar Yom Trua Yelachem. One pasuk says, Shabbason Zichron Trua, which makes it sound like it's only a Zichron Trua, that you don't actually blow the shofar. And the other pasuk says, Yom Trua Yelachem, that there's an actual day of Trua. So which is it? Do you actually blow the shofar or not? Lo kasha. Kan b'yom v'shchalios b'shabbos, kan b'yom v'shchalios b'chol. It depends. If it's a weekday, you blow the shofar. If it's Shabbos, you don't blow the shofar. Amar Rava, so Rava comments, imi daraisi b'mikdash heichi takinan. If it's anissa daraisa, how could it be that we blow shofar in the mikdash? Meaning, if the Torah tells me that when it lands on Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow shofar, why is mikdash an exception? Va'od, halav malachi, d'isra chralamute. Blowing shofar is not a malacha that you need a pasuk to tell me not to do it. D'tanu d'be shmol, kam lach savod lo sasu. Yes, it's kia shofar. This is not a malacha anyway. So it doesn't count as a malacha daraisa. Ella amar Rava midaraisa mishrashari. Rava says, no, really on a daraisa level, you're allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos. Rabbanan who degaz are breaking the Rabba, and the Rabbanan were gozer, like Rabba said. Amar Rava, kol chayav mitkiya shofar, vein akol bikiyim mitkiya shofar. Everyone's chayav mitkiya shofar, not everyone knows how to do it. So gzera sham yitan biyadav, yelichet al baki lilmod, viaviranu, dalaran mishras rabim. The concern is that we're afraid that you're going to take the shofar with you to go to a baki to learn how to blow shofar properly, and you're going to be in violation of carrying dalet amos in Rosh Hashanah. V'hayinu time of the lulav, v'hayinu time of the megillah, and that's the same reason why lulav and megillah we don't do on Shabbos either. So on a daraisa level, of course you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. It's only midrabanan that you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Tosos raises the question: why do we say that the concern is you're going to carry dalet amos in Rosh Hashanah? We should say that the concern is you're going to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Rishos Rabim. So Tos writes that the reason we don't say that is Rashi writes in Sukkah Mem Gimel because Delo Psika, because if you pick it up to put it away in the Rishos Yachan and then you change your mind and you carry it to Rishos Rabim, you're still not going to be Chayiv for Otsa'ah. So it's not always that when you carry from Rishos Yachan to Rishos Rabim that you're going to be Chayiv. So he said by Dalet Amos also, it's not always going to be, if you pick it up not Al Manas to carry it Dalet Amos, you're not always going to be Chayiv. So Tos suggests differently that from Rishos Yachan to Rishos Rabim, you'll always realize that you go over the doorstep, you'll say, uh-oh, wait, where am I going? I'm going to a new Rishos. Within a Rishos Rabim, there is no markers when you hit four Amos. So it's very likely that you'll come to carry Dalet Amos in the Rishos Harabim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the two dots tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.